not everyone wants to really undertake a sitting practice of meditation. I personally love it, and I try to do it twice a day. I don't always sit down in meditation, but that's a personal preference. That's like doing exercise. And I think the real benefits of meditation happen when it starts permeating your everyday life, and you don't need to have a sitting practice for this. Now, I don't make any huge claims about meditation. I do make some claims about the thinking mind. The thinking mind will do what it can to prevent you from being at peace, because it doesn't like being at peace, because it doesn't like the thinking to stop. So it will always do clever things to perpetuate thought. And meditation, if it does anything, is it allows us to just observe that our everyday experience consists of many, many things. The perceptions of the world, the sensations of the body, images in the mind, as well as the thoughts. Thoughts just make up one aspect of our experience, and meditation teaches us attention, and this attention is usually in the form of an object, for example a mantra or meditation beads or the breath, which is very common. And these are all excellent for training the attention and also just allowing us to observe the mind and observe how thoughts just randomly bubble continuously from consciousness, randomly, incoherent, unconnected, unrelated to current events. And then you have a second layer of mind, which has an intelligent element about it, and it picks up on one of these thoughts and it makes an intelligible story out of these thoughts. And meditation directs us to one of these anchors, the breath, the mantra, visualization. But the greatest rest, the greatest meditation is just not to give your attention to anything, just to allow your attention to come to a rest. This is the easiest and also one of the most difficult meditations to do. The easiest because it involves you actually doing nothing, sitting where you are, lying where you are, just doing nothing. It's the most difficult meditation because the mind will challenge you, and it will create scenarios, and it will do what it can to, it'll make you agitated, it'll make you bored, it will do what it can to get you out of that position where you're just resting in your beingness. It's also difficult because I find this a great rest at work, but people are just so unaccustomed to someone just sitting on a chair and doing nothing, not on their phone, not reading a newspaper, not on a computer checking their emails, and just sitting down doing nothing. So I suggest that if you're going to experiment with this practice that you're probably better off doing it on your own to start off with. But it is a fantastic rest. Now, thoughts will continue, do arise, and you'll find initially that they have a huge momentum from our everyday experience, just interacting with people. But if you don't follow the thoughts, you recognize that thoughts are arising and then return to that beingness, just resting and doing nothing. Just recognize that. The thoughts will slow down. And they'll become less sticky. You won't want to attach a story to them. And the inherent peace that's always there will be so easily perceived. So just for the next 5 minutes, if you can, I just want you to just put the thought of having to do anything just out of your head. Just leave your worries outside. Leave thoughts of what you're going to do outside. And just rest in your breathing. Just breathe naturally. You don't have to close your eyes. In fact, it may be preferable just to leave them open for a while. Just observe any mental agitation. See that your experience of the world is seamless. Everything that you see is all one. The doors, the walls. There's no separation. It's just when we give our attention to the door, it seems to be separate from the wall, but everything's seamless. There's no seams between the sights and the sounds either. It's all one. It's just our mind that divides the two. There's not two either. It's just the mind that divides the five senses. Just observe the sensation of your legs on the chair or on the floor. Just observe that there's no separation. There's no feeling of a separate leg and a separate chair. The experience is one and seamless. The leg upon the chair, a unique experience, not two. Don't direct your attention anywhere. If you want to give it a direction, a name, you can say it's inwards, to the place where attention comes from. And just let it rest there. see the thoughts arising, but don't follow them. Let them arise. Let them pass. Be aware of them. That recognition of the thoughts arising is huge progress. See that the thoughts themselves are seamless with the rest of your experience. With the sounds that you hear either externally in the world or the sounds that the mind can project. It's all seamless with the thoughts that are arising. It's just where you direct your attention. So direct it inwards. Don't let your thoughts take you away, and you'll be able to perceive the background peace of resting in your beingness, resting in awareness. Your beingness, your awareness, it doesn't come and go. It's always there. It's unchanged by anything that's happening around you. It always shines with the same brightness, although sometimes it seems very dimmed, very veiled by thoughts and feelings. It's always there, always shining brightly, and that peace is always available to you. Just need to keep returning to that place of presence, and the easiest way to do that is to ask yourself the question, am I aware? And go directly to that feeling of being aware, this place of great rest. So just start giving attention to the feelings in your body again, and attention to everything around you, attention to the world. And just know that this peace is always available to you. Just need to rest your attention back to its source. Thank you, everyone, for watching.